This week's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Mike Bushermole, professor of Proficient Agriculture with the University of Tennessee Extension Services. Cut one, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
This information is critical to go into economic models or cost calculator models that will enable producers to plug in data from their particular operation and then get some information out so they can make an informed decision on whether to trade or sell their conventional pickers or buy one of these new type pickers.
Cut two, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
We collected information in 28 different fields, and we were looking for how much time you were spending in the row picking, how much time you were turning in a field, the time to unload a module, whether it be a round module or a half module, the downtime, what types of downtime, trying to assimilate a lot of information so we can end up with what we call a field efficiency value. Currently, economists at Mississippi State University are developing an economic model that takes in all of the considerations. This is just one piece of that model. Things that need to be looked at are the differences in the machinery cost and labor and availability of labor and the cost of the wrap versus the tarp, looking at the two new systems. And so the information that we give them will go into this economic model.
Cut three, coming down in 3, 2, 1.
Speed has an influence. By shifting gears, you can get 1.3 acres per hour more in field capacity. You can actually just chew up a little bit more real estate, and you would expect that. Yield has an influence. The higher yielding fields, you're going to have to unload more. Unloading more is a good thing because that means you're making more cotton. Operator influence is also in there. These unloading systems, maybe for the Case IH, a little bit more sensitive to how it's unloaded by the operator. Field characteristic, you get into some of the longer fields, your efficiencies are going to go up.